Praise the Lord and welcome to It Is Well Living Church, where we build up the body of Christ spiritually, physically, and mentally. At It Is Well, we minister to the whole man by helping you establish a relationship with the Father through the Son. And now join Pastor Khalil Carmichael for a powerful message from a service already in progress.
Lord, we thank you for the ability to speak life, to live life, to enjoy life, to have life. We thank you, God, for taking us and keeping us and blessing us. We thank you, Lord, for taking our lives, the hard times, and restoring them and bringing in the blessings and the good times. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. And we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Please turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. The second book of Timothy. Paul's second letter to his son in ministry, Timothy. Amen. And we'll be reading from the second chapter. Start at verse 1 and go to verse 5. Start at verse 1 and we'll take it to verse 5. When you have it, please say amen. 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 The Lord is worthy. Amen. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach each other also. Thou therefore endure hardness. I want you to underline that in your Bible. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries or masters, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. We'll stop there. And we're going to continue with speaking about Restore the Years, from our series, Restore the Years. And we're going to be speaking today from the subject, Waiting for Restoration. Waiting for Restoration. You know, we've been talking about the supernatural restoration or restorative power of God and the fact that God has pronounced that he would restore our lives. And not only will he restore our lives, but God desires, he desires to restore us. He desires to build us up. He desires to heal us and bring us back to good health. He desires these things for us. And he desires to restore the years that were destroyed, the years that were stolen, the years that were lost, the years that were eaten away. God says that he can restore them. And not only will he restore them, he wants to restore those years for us. You know, in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25, the Bible says that I will restore the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, that they have eaten and destroyed away in my great army that I have sent among you. And last week we surmised from this text that the locust, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm were metaphors or emblems for the evil one. That the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the locust, the caterpillar, that they represented Satan. I know some of us may forget or don't believe in Satan, but he's real. And this is a metaphor for Satan in this book of Joel. And we understand that Satan, just like the locust, he comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. The book of John says that the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and destroy, and they're talking about Satan. And what was stolen away in this text and destroyed and eaten away was the years. Years of work, years of planting, years of working, years of tending to something. Years that did not bring a harvest in the life of the Israelites. This is what was stolen away in the text of Joel. Years of hard work, years of laboring, years of sowing, years of putting in something. It was stolen and destroyed and eaten by larvae whose only purpose is to ravage the land and to ravage the trees, and not just the land, but the good of the land. That's the only purpose of these cankerworms, these locusts, these caterpillar, and these palmer worms. They're to eat the good of what you plant and destroy and steal it away. And we said last week, similarly in our lives, years that were stolen, not by insects, our years that were lost and years that were stolen were not lost or stolen by insects, but by the evil one, who many times took the good from our lives, the harvest from our lives, the things that we planted and sowed, the things that we did, the good of all the things that we've sown into our lives, the evil one came and took them away. You know, the good plans for a good marriage kind of stole it away, and many of us suffered divorces. You know, good plans for our children. We never planned for our children, our little ballerina daughter or our little football playing son, to go through some of the things that they've been through. And the evil one came in and stole some years away from our children, the good plans that we have for our businesses and to prosper. The evil one came in somehow and destroyed those years, those times when we thought our businesses were really going to be prospering, and they once were, but now they don't seem to be. And something happened, but the evil one came in and stole those prosperous years away, those years that we sowed our time and our energy and our efforts into a good harvest. The enemy came in. The good plans with our old ministries that we were part of. You know, we sold our life into these ministries. We gave our life to these different churches. We gave all our time and our effort. We put everything into these ministries, everything into these organizations, everything into all these different things going on, and we didn't get a harvest. The evil one came in and we were confused and used and misled. You know, the pastor's life was better than our lives. The pastor went higher and drove a Benz or a Jag, and we barely had cars to ride in. You know, the organization was only built on our loyalty to it, not on anything else. And those good years were lost, stolen, and they were destroyed. They were lost, stolen, destroyed, eaten away. But I'm not going to leave you there this week. Don't fear. Don't look down. Don't be sad. Remember, we said last week that God wants to restore the years that were lost. And I'm here to tell you today that not only can God restore those years that were lost, he can make them better. He can redeem the time. The book of Ephesians talks about God redeeming the time, that he can make the years that were lost, the restorative years that were lost, better than the years that you sown and that you reaped sown in tears, and the years that you were on the street, and the years that you didn't understand, and the years that you were in confusion. He can somehow make the last 20 years or the last 30 years or the last 40 years of your life better than all of those years that was lost. He can do it. He can restore. See, God does not just restore, but he supernaturally restores. He supernaturally makes things happen and exacerbates the time. So it's not like you really lost anything. You could have been in a bad relationship from the time you were 18 to 25. And he can make it so that when you're 30, you get married. And now you have the best relationship that you ever had in your life. And those years that were lost didn't matter. He can make it so that the business that you started that's now not prospering, he could let you look at it as a learning experience and take you into a whole nother venture and career and make that career and venture more prosperous than the business that you lost. God can do it. He can restore. And not only does he restore, but he makes it better. He can take your marriage, the marriage that you were in that was going through so much pain and so much turmoil. He can restore the love in that marriage and make it so that your latter years are your best years of your life with your mate. God can do that. He can restore the years. The fact that you never, ever, ever finished college. He can take that time and have you go back to college in your 60s. You can decide to become a nurse or a doctor in your 60s. And you can have the best 25 or 30 years left of your life, making more money than you ever imagined. Because God can restore. He can restore. He's a restorer. He's a rebuilder. He's a renewer. He's God. Great God. And we said last week, if God is going to restore the years that were stolen or eaten away, you are going to have to, one, renew your mind. He can't restore if you're still thinking old thoughts and thinking old ways and not thinking about who you are in him. If you're going to have God restore the years that were taken away, years that were lost, years that you put into him, years that you put into her, years that somebody took from you, your innocence. If you're going to have those years restored, you're going to have to change your mind. You're going to have to renew your mind and think differently. The Bible says in Philippians that we need to be transformed. In Romans, we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Philippians 2 says, let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. Think like Christ. Think higher thoughts. Don't think lower thoughts. Don't gossip. Don't do those things. But think higher, in a higher consciousness. Think in a higher term of being, a higher level of being. Yes. Think like Christ. Don't think like the world. Don't think like your friends. Don't think like those talk shows that you see.
It Is Well Living Church is a listener support broadcast, and any donation in any amount would be appreciated. You can send donations to P.O. Box 7145, Monroe Township, New Jersey, 08831. For more information about It Is Well Living Church, you may call 732-921-3746. You can visit us on the web at itiswellchurch.com or connect with us on Facebook or send us a tweet on Twitter. Remember to serve the Lord, love God, and know it is well.